let it that way. You're gonna have to give some more money for education, aren't you?
The HEW budget, they wanted 4.5 extra that they felt they had to have, and I believe it's 1.5.
Well, that's about what I figured that you'd have to do.
The defense, they wanted about $20 billion more. We cut them at the defense secretary structure to about 79.5, some 102 million one way or the other. And I'm going to cut it another, I'm going to make it under 79, but that projects about $3 billion plus savings in Vietnam, which could be optimistic. That's what they think will have on account of the not bombing the North. And it increases shipbuilding and all the things they've been delaying about $4 billion something, so it's a net increase of $1 billion. Over what they save in Vietnam.
Well, you've got to do some of that. That's why I think Russell and Lindell Rivers and so on. They'll put it in anyway, you know.
What's happening in your House leadership? Is there going to be anything serious?
No.
Looks to me like it's rather serious to Russell.
Oh, it is. He's in trouble.
The way I looked at that count, it looked like to me that he's... Teddy has it.
I told him before we adjourned he'll give that up. He can't be chairman of a committee and take on that additional responsibility. I know I don't have time for anything like that. I don't think he does. Do it right. But he's ambitious.
Now it looks like the Treasury staff is leaking stuff on our notice of morning.
I know it. I told Joe Fowler before I ever left somebody over there was doing that. One of the calls I made to him was about what some of the friends in the oil industry had heard they were talking about. They got it straight.
What had they heard?
Well, about four or five different things. I told them all the time we ought to do away with these ABC transactions and this other kind of a transaction that they've gotten into that isn't good. But they had heard that there was going to be intangibles running costs were going to be capitalized and things like that.
I haven't seen them. They keep saying they've sent them to the White House. I haven't seen them. And
no, they haven't sent them up there. Now, Joe Fowler told me himself that he'd never gotten out of his office.
And
he talked to you about it.
I think what I'll tell Kennedy, and maybe tell you and McCormick, and I guess I'll have to tell Humphrey and whoever the head of the Senate is, Mansfield, and Long, that these are just technical staff studies that you've asked that we send a report to Congress December 31st. Congress is not there now, but new administration's coming in, and I've talked to the new secretary, and I have not passed on these that the technical data is there available to anyone that wants it, the House or the Senate or the new secretary, that my thought would be that the desirable thing would be to have the new secretary and whoever he appoints in this tax response post, this secretary, to take all the data they have and then make its arrangements with Congress on its tax program, but if I don't want to withhold anything, and it's there available, if any of them want to review it, then I've talked to the secretary and told him that we're making it available to him, and that I've talked to the speaker and the chairman of the House Ways and Means and the vice president and chairman of finance, and it's available to them whenever they are ready for it. But I think the orderly way would be to have the new administration review it and make its own recommendation.
Well, I don't think there's a doubt about that. I'm in clear card with you on that. You should make it awfully clear that these are not your recommendations.
Now. Yeah.
Or are they going to twist them and make it appear that way?
Yeah. Well, let me show you ahead. I don't know what I still... Yeah. Here's a letter. I think I went it over with you, Tom Mater and Joe Fowler. beforehand that I considered sending up there. The Treasury Department, dear Mr. President, dear Mr. Speaker, the Treasury Department specialist in tax policy some time ago undertook a major effort to prepare tax reform proposals of a comprehensive nature. Later, the Congress in the Revenue and Expenditure Control Act of 68 requested that proposals for comprehensive reform of the Internal Revenue Code be submitted by December 31st. The studies and proposals for tax reform have been developed by the staff of the Treasury Department. These studies and proposals, although reviewed by Secretary Fowler, should be viewed primarily as the technical product of the Treasury staff. I have not received, considered, or made any judgments on these staff proposals. They are the technical product of the tax specialists in the department and have not been discussed or examined by me or any members of the President's staff. I have conferred with the Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee, Mr. Mills, and the Chairman of the Senate Finance Committee, Mr. Long, the appropriate committees handling this legislation. Concerning what action seems most appropriate and likely to be productive and beneficial under existing circumstances. We believe that in justice to the administration that will take office within the next few days and who will have to live with and administer any legislation passed, it is only appropriate that they have the opportunity to examine carefully and make their judgment on these matters. All data pertaining to this matter will be made available to the incoming Secretary of the Treasury promptly and will be available to the committees upon request. I'm sure the new Congress will want to make its own arrangements for the presentation that the new Secretary may wish to make. Sincerely.
Well, that's fine. Now, you talked to Russell.
Yes, I talked to him a month ago when I talked to you. I talked to you first and I waited there till I couldn't locate him. I never can get him. I have trouble. Now, I'm afraid that Surrey and some of them are saying that they want to have a big splurge as they go out, and it's not up to me to protect or defend Nixon. On the other hand, I think that when the Congress asked me to do something, I don't want to be a violator. So I thought I'd just hit a happy medium and say that I'm turning it over to him. It is a staff study. It is available to both the committees whenever they can arrange for its presentation.
I think that's the way to handle it.
I assume that the House Ways and Means, and I know the Senate custom was, we never did anything till the President's State of the Union. I assume that you would not be in a position to receive any presentations by Barr or Fowler before January the 20th when Nixon comes in.
Right.
Now, who put this damn provision in there, Javits?
Javits. And we took it in conference, not really serious about it, but just trying to protect ourselves against the argument in the House that if we're going to have an increase in taxes, we should have some reform at the same time. You remember that argument?
Yeah. Well, now, when I say that it's available to both committees and they can have it presented any time that I've notified them, any time it's agreeable to them, I think you could come along and say this is the proper way to handle it, and the committee couldn't receive it anyway before January the 10th, the 20th. It'd be discourteous to the new president, and always customary not to do it, and you're not going to be having reform hearings before January the 20th anyway, and that it'd be best to handle it this way.
Have you or some of them prepare a statement that would be my statement if you want to do it, or a letter or something of that sort, a telegram, or I just want to hand it to say that I'm in complete agreement with your way of handling it.
That's good. I'll call you after I talk to Kennedy, if I may, the day of tomorrow.
Oh, sure. Call me anytime. You know that.
Okay. Bye.